This is the Technical Difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. Each of us has gone off with just one camera and filmed what we've been up to. None of the others know the details or even the vaguest hint of what it might be. And today it's my turn to show and tell.
You get to have a go too.
I do. And it turns out I'm very awkward as a vlogger. So I'm probably...
You're very awkward at anything.
I was just going to say, cut it on awkward.
Yeah. And we're going to see that right here. It's 9 a.m. in Streatham in southwest London. I'm headed to the Streatham Ice and Leisure Centre, which is the only Olympic-sized ice skating rink in London, to do something that I have wanted to do ever since I was a young kid. Never found an excuse for before now.
Oh my God, he's doing bobsled.
Hang on, I'm doing bobsled.
On an ice rink.
Just on ice a single ice rink in Streatham.
But just you said you could have had other ice-related things in there.
Just general it's ice, like avalanche.
In a housing estate.
Penguin.
How would I know? I've never been to it.
The magical bobsleigh track of Streatham that fits in a single building.
Does that mean you've gone to a council ice rink?
I have gone to an actual council-run ice rink.
Tom, if your wish, your wildest desire that the producer could make come true is to go to a council ice rink... I think it says a lot about your extracurricular adventures.
Think how much budget we've all used, and he's spent £3.50.
Because Pinocchio, he just wants to live like a normal boy.
I'm a real boy. Wait, did you get to drive a Zamboni machine?
Hey, he's got it. He's got it.
Now that is a good thing.
Yep. You must be in.
I am.
I don't know what happens next other than I'm here to have a go on a Zamboni. Is it a Zamboni?
Yes. Right. It's called a Zamboni. There is other ones called different names, but ours is a Zamboni.
Should we head through to the ice rink?
That's somebody from the background.
Yeah, that was just someone in the background who didn't realise we were filming and went, oh, you can be on show, Ian. And yeah. And so are you now.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Are you on telly?
And it is a Zamboni. Like, this is...
Because that's a brand, isn't
that
it?
That is a brand name, but this was a Zamboni brand ice resurfacer.
Wow.
And the reason it's since I was a young kid is I read the Peanuts comics when I was a kid. I thought you might. I had no idea what a Zamboni was. It's just this word that shows up when the what's the bird's name?
Woodstock.
When they do the ice rink in Snoopy's dog bowl that's frozen over.
Yes.
What's a Zamboni? I don't know what a Zamboni is. It's just this little bird driving this little thing on us. I have never, ever had an excuse to go, can I come and drive a Zamboni?
Yeah, you've wanted to drive a Zamboni since before you knew what one even was.
Yes.
Brilliant.
You wanted to be Woodstock for the day, is what I'm getting out of this.
Ian was lovely, by the way.
I've no doubt.
Ian has worked at that ice centre and its predecessor for 40 years. He worked his way up from the bottom. He's now...
under the ice. And now he's above the ice.
He eventually punched a hole through for air.
You know what? I'd believe he could have done. That is a man who knows the centre inside now. He knows everything that's going on there. He is in charge of all the ice, all the maintenance, everything like that. He was absolutely lovely. I mean, is it just a giant freezer in the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically underfloor heating gone cold.
Right, okay.
That's the easiest way of explaining it.
All right. That is...
That's the new one. That's the spare one, what we're using at the moment.
Who has a spare Zamboni?
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do, because what I didn't realise until after we'd finished filming and packed away is that we're on the first floor here.
What?
If you open the back of that maintenance hatch, there is just a drop down to the ground, and if they want to put anything in or out, like the Zamboni, they have to either get scaffolding or a giant lift to move it in.
That, to me, is a design flaw.
Yeah, inconvenient.
Just a sec, do they keep the swimming pool below it so that it just drains in and keeps getting filled up?
No, the swimming floor's on the roof.
Drips down, gets frozen. Drips through.
Like the front where you know, entrance is, that's at ground level, but it's built on a slope.
Now, I'm not
by the time
a mechanical
the back,
engineer, but I would put the driving in bit by the road.
I don't know. That's not Ian's department. Oh, all I know.
Oh, suddenly Ian doesn't have something to do with this building.
Ian did not have to do with the design of the building. He just kind of opened up and went, right, there's a drop there. It's like, yeah, we have to get the Zambonis in there. So they've got a spare because it's a complete...
If anything goes wrong, it's really wrong.
Yeah. So I think it works by spraying water down and scraping up, or is
that the conditioner goes down, which has got a blade in it underneath it, and that scrapes the ice, and then that throws the snow up into the dump tank behind with hot water. hot water lays.
Okay.
The ice.
And then that just freezes because there's ice underneath it, and it freezes underneath that.
There's all danger stickers everywhere.
Yes.
Not where not to put feet and fingers, or otherwise you lose them.
Right.
It runs on propane gas because it's cleaner, because we're inside the building.
That makes sense.
So, and this is one of the water tanks we lay the ice with.
So how sharp is that?
It's a guillotine blade.
Right, okay.
It will, even with it blunt, it will still take your fingers off.
Ian is not joking, by the way. When he says you'll lose feet and fingers, I'd look at the front of the machine.
Fingers on it.
Yeah, it's a sharp blade that will just destroy anything in its path. If you get your foot under there, you won't have a foot. It's that simple.
I was going to say, Ian said it definitely does lose fingers and feet by showing you he had a wooden leg and went like that. Yeah.
Driving it is the easy part, is working out all the controls and keeping an eye on them is the hard part.
So you're driving a thing with a blade on it that can take your fingers off.
Yes.
That is powered by an explosive gas.
Yes.
On the first floor of a building.
Yes.
With a door that leads to a sharp drop.
Yes.
Tom, can I say this video is only going to disappoint?
Yeah, you're not wrong. I knew that coming out of here and thinking, wow, I am bad at vlogging. Lower your expectations.
If this don't finish with an explosive Zamboni flying from a first floor loading bay, well, you yippee-ki-yay. Or what is it? End of Doctor Strangelove it as it plummets to the ground. Then, you know.
Yeah, if it's not Chekhov's, it's on the first floor, then what are we here for? Yeah.
And if you hadn't already realised, the whole point of this is for us to do whatever the hell we want to do for free. with the excuse of, it's for YouTube, surely they'll let us do that. Then, that's.
In some ways, it's a shame we've gone first, because here's when I would have said, and my dream was to fire an air rifle at a gas powered Zamboni.
If you want to show first how it works and what it does, and I'll follow you with the camera.
Put your foot on there.
Yeah. Oh!
You just do that, away it goes.
That's a lot faster than I thought it was! Blimey!
Look at the speed on it!
Look at that!
Yeah.
I want to see them drag racing.
They do that. They have two Zambonis, and sometimes if there's a match on and it's halftime, something like that, they haven't got any other halftime entertainment, they've got to resurface it anyway, and they will do right, on your marks, get set, go. Off they go. Let's see who can do their side first. You heard my reaction there. He just kind of put his foot down. It's I assume this is going to be a nice, slow, calm machine. Because again, guillotine blade. Nope. Off we go.
Well, that is a blade-mounted explosive ice cutter going at about...
It's a ride-on lawnmower for ice.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, I drove my dad's while drunk on one of those. I wouldn't want to do that with the Zamboni.
He also said that's road legal in some parts of Canada.
Oh, of course it is.
Because how else are you going to move it round? If you're in Canada, it's obviously not here, but there's some parts where they need to move around. So it's
and that's
headlines.
How in
it's
Canada, not, that's how they resurface their roads.
I was going to say they resurface some of the ice roads with the hot water thing in the same way, don't they?
Bloody hell! All right, fair enough.
I mean, I was just taking the piss, but yeah. Now I said it, it actually does make sense.
Can I sit in the driver's seat and move it a bit? Is that a thing I'm allowed to do?
No.
Well, okay, so I was not sure how much I was going to get to do here.
Okay.
And at this point, I have been terrified by him saying, this is a blade, this goes fast, so I'm going to be very cautious. Also, I was not allowed to go too fast because obviously they have to train people on it. He could have done that. But in that case, Ian has to kind of hang on and supervise. And we did not have clearance to do that. That's the sort of thing that you train someone up, you sign a lot of paperwork for safety. So this is why it's quite low speed. So I'm going to get roundly mocked when we get the speed going here.
So you put your foot on there.
But don't touch it. Right, just keep that balance a minute.
Yeah, and then gently push it down with your toes. And away you go.
Literally something I've wanted to do since I was about 5 or 6.
So the further you push it down at the front, the faster you'll go.
Okay. I don't really want to go too fast on this. But...
if you're worried about, just take your foot off and just stop.
Oh, okay. Right, so it automatically...
automatically stops. It's a hydraulic gearbox. So as soon as you lift the pressure off that pedal, it cuts the fluid going to the gearbox.
Okay.
Though it has got a foot brake, we never use it because they have to have them because they drive them on the road in Canada.
They drive them on the road in Canada?
Yeah, to go and resurface the lakes.
Okay.
So that's why it's got brakes.
Okay, so you can get stuck in a traffic jam behind a Zamboni.
Yes.
What I love is seeing you doing a thing where you're not having to do a script or anything. You're just sat there having fun, and that is surprisingly nice. Yeah. I really wanted to take the piss, but I can't take the piss because you were having so much fun.
I was expecting to get taken the piss for driving it at 1 mile an hour, for driving it at 1 mile an hour when Ian just kind of put his foot down and went. But I couldn't go too fast. And I also, like, it's a big, heavy machine. Mm. I'm genuinely wondering, like, I know I can take my foot off and it'll stop. But also, this is a really expensive Zamboni and they've let me have a go on it.
Until you've done 20 laps, you've not got a feel for how it's going to...
Yeah.
And has it got power steering? I mean, is it heavy to turn?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, you're feeling everything then.
So, in what order do I...
Right, you put the conditioner down first, which is this is down.
Yeah.
But you do it while the machine is moving.
Okay.
And then the little one goes up, which is the conveyors.
So, that one down.
Yeah, and that one up. That's it. Now you're cutting the ice.
I am. That's it. That's. I did not move it that far, but that was actually a bit of ice resurfacing.
Lawsuit strikes London Council.
That was
teenagers hurt at ice rink.
First floor loading bay door. How do I stop?
You don't.
It's like that bit in Austin Powers. Like, no. It's like half a mile an hour Zamboni.
I was thinking more speed with the bus just jumping out of the...
But as you plummet, someone goes, but the Zamboni! And he goes, it's all right, we've got a spare. Needed to get rid of it anyway, we can get it on insurance now.
It's easier than the f***ing scaffolding.
They're just a pile of used Zambonis.
I did not... There's a few shots we've cut there where I sort of went round. I did turn the corner, at least.
Oh,
I made it that far.
Did you drift it?
That was my question.
Funny you should mention that.
He's not. The absolute madman! Yes! I don't like the way that's skidding around with that big sharp blade under it.
I do.
Oh, it says Zamboni on the front of it as well.
You sure you're okay with that going out on the internet? That's okay.
I don't care.
He's been doing this 40 years. He has written the health and safety assessments for this place over 40 years. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he can do.
He has done worse in his time.
They have done that as entertainment for crowds there.
Yeah.
In life, be more Ian.
Yeah.
I don't care. I've just donated a Zamboni on an ice rink. It's slick as hell. It can blow up and it's got a knife under it. Way!
Be more Ian.
And I know from talking to him and everything like that, that if anyone actually did something there that was actually unsafe, if someone else got on and did that, if any of the lads he was talking to were running started to horseplay around with it, he would have been down on them like a ton of bricks. He knows what he can
do. He's all right. He's an expert, and time spent with an expert is never wasted.
Yeah. So, yes, all I did was a little bit forward. Like, we've cut a little bit out there. I did get to turn it. I got a little bit round. But that was, like, version of me as a kid going, I finally got to drive a Zambo.
You can see it right across your face. It was...